Now turn to part three. You'll hear part of a radio discussion about graphology, the study of handwriting. For questions 18 to 22, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute in which to look at part three.
In today's discussion, we're going to examine that rather secret science, graphology, the study of handwriting. Can it really reveal our personality, strengths and weaknesses? And if so, is it a valid way of assessing the suitability of potential employees? With me in the studio, I have Richard Fielding, chairman of the British Society of Graphology, and Maria Parker of the British Psychological Institute. Richard, can you tell us briefly what a graphologist does?
Well, a graphologist first obtains a quite lengthy sample of handwriting, such as a letter from a private client or from a group of potential employees, and then subjects it to minute analysis. And by studying the formation of the letters and the way the writing slopes to the left or the right, etc., you may not know that handwriting consists of three types of movement: dominant, secondary, and miscellaneous. If all three types point to a certain character attribute, such as sociability or optimism, for example, or on the professional side, the ability to work well in a team, then you know that that particular attribute is genuine. Now, if you don't have those different levels of proof, then you mustn't commit yourself to saying anything about that person as far as that attribute is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Maria?
Well, that sounds very impressive, but to my way of thinking, you can write down as many rules and regulations as you like for deciding what different sorts of writing are supposed to mean, but they have yet to be shown to be valid. I.e., is there really any link between the way you form your letters or your words and your personality? After all, writing is sometimes a product of education, isn't it? If you're taught to write in a certain style, that obviously influences the way you write. And how can that then be a true reflection of what you're really like?
But of course, we take all of that into consideration, Maria. None of us actually writes the way we're taught at school. Not only do we not write the way we're taught, we can't. We all put our own individual slant on the basic handwriting style.
That rather proves my point, I think.
Please, let me finish. I was going on to say that in graphology, it's the differences between how we started out and what we're now manifesting that have everything to do with our individual pattern of psychology. And a graphologist is a person who is skilled at interpreting the symbols that appear on the page in the light of this distinction.
But surely, if you'll excuse me for saying so, it's like fortune-telling and horoscopes. There are elements that will apply to scores of people. The sort of interpretation you can place on handwriting is, I admit, very seductive at first sight. But I'd be very wary about believing it. All the reports I've read would probably apply to a particular client and virtually everyone else on the face of the planet.
I can't go along with you there, but I do agree that there is still considerable scepticism in Britain generally. However, we are finding now that many big firms, especially those with a US connection, have adopted graphology as part of their recruitment process and find it a very successful tool, although some of them are rather loath to admit it as yet.
Isn't that rather significant?
Not really. I think it's because people like to maintain a certain sort of degree of privacy or a low profile about these things. It's a confidential area, after all.
As we know, various people have tried to establish whether graphology works over the years, graphologists, psychologists and others. But I think the real issue is that we don't know whether it works or not. It might work, I don't know, and neither does anyone else for that matter. And whilst we're not sure, I don't think it should be used for serious applications like job selection and assessment. It's fine as an after-dinner amusement or topic for a one-off class for recalcitrant teenagers on a wet Friday afternoon. But perhaps we should leave it there for the moment.
Oh. Well, on that note, I'd like to thank both...
Now you'll hear part three again.
In today's discussion, we're going to examine that rather secret science, graphology, the study of handwriting. Can it really reveal our personality, strengths and weaknesses? And if so, is it a valid way of assessing the suitability of potential employees? With me in the studio, I have Richard Fielding, chairman of the British Society of Graphology, and Maria Parker of the British Psychological Institute. Yeah. Richard, can you tell us briefly what a graphologist does?
Well, a graphologist first obtains a quite lengthy sample of handwriting, such as a letter from a private client or from a group of potential employees, and then subjects it to minute analysis. And by studying the formation of the letters and the way the writing slopes to the left or the right, etc., you may not know that handwriting consists of three types of movement: dominant, secondary, and miscellaneous. If all three types point to a certain character attribute, such as sociability or optimism, for example, or on the professional side, the ability to work well in a team, then you know that that particular attribute is genuine. Now, if you don't have those different levels of proof, then you mustn't commit yourself to saying anything about that person as far as that attribute is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Maria?
Well, that sounds very impressive, but to my way of thinking, you can write down as many rules and regulations as you like for deciding what different sorts of writing are supposed to mean, but they have yet to be shown to be valid. I.e., is there really any link between the way you form your letters or your words and your personality? After all, writing is sometimes a product of education, isn't it? If you're taught to write in a certain style, that obviously influences the way you write. And how can that then be a true reflection of what you're really like?
But of course, we take all of that into consideration, Maria. None of us actually writes the way we're taught at school. Not only do we not write the way we're taught, we can't. We all put our own individual slant on the basic handwriting style.
That rather proves my point, I think.
Please, let me finish. I was going on to say that in graphology, it's the differences between how we started out and what we're now manifesting that have everything to do with our individual pattern of psychology. And a graphologist is a person who is skilled at interpreting the symbols that appear on the page in the light of this distinction.
But surely, if you'll excuse me for saying so, it's like fortune-telling and horoscopes. There are elements that will apply to scores of people. The sort of interpretation you can place on handwriting is, I admit, very seductive at first sight. But I'd be very wary about believing it. All the reports I've read would probably apply to a particular client and virtually everyone else on the face of the planet.
I can't go along with you there, but I do agree that there is still considerable scepticism in Britain generally. However, we are finding now that many big firms, especially those with a US connection, have adopted graphology as part of their recruitment process and find it a very successful tool, although some of them are rather loath to admit it as yet.
Isn't that rather significant?
Not really. I think it's because people like to maintain a certain sort of degree of privacy or a low profile about these things. It's a confidential area, after all.
As we know, various people have tried to establish whether graphology works over the years, graphologists, psychologists and others. But I think the real issue is that we don't know whether it works or not. It might work, I don't know, and neither does anyone else for that matter. And whilst we're not sure, I don't think it should be used for serious applications like job selection and assessment. It's fine as an after-dinner amusement or topic for a one-off class for recalcitrant teenagers on a wet Friday afternoon. But perhaps we should leave it there for the moment.
Oh. Well, on that note, I'd like to thank both...
That's the end of part three.